It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Us getting comfortable, us, seeing what we can do, type of passes you can throw to him. He made a couple awesome passes or catches this week in practice, and just building the confidence and trust between each other, and trust in this offense between everybody, offensive line, running backs, protection, the routes, and what depth they're running at, how many steps, and things like this, things like that, going through reads and a bunch more. So just we need to keep building, keep going. Obviously, great win, but definitely not settled on this.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Caleb Williams. And I love his attitude. I have enjoyed every news conference I've heard from him.
Yeah, seriously. Because it's that easy confidence, right?
Yep.
And what you saw yesterday on the field was a quarterback increasingly becoming in command of everything offensively. That command, that confidence, that control in the passing game. You're seeing that, Mully. And I think it's also not just because the Bears scored 36 points and his numbers are what they were, but because you just see the kind of growth and maturation in a young quarterback who feels more comfortable, as he pointed out, comfy Caleb. And that's what you saw yesterday. The Bears believe in him as much as you should. And that, I thought at the end of the first half it was key.
Mm.
Remember, right after the Brisker fumble, it was like 2:49 left. They go down and they score. And then that was the Doug Kramer Swift touchdown.
Yeah.
Anyway, then they get the ball back. They get the ball back with 55 seconds left. How many times in the past umpteen years,
right,
do the Bears get the ball back 55 seconds left at the half, and you're like, okay, call it a day. Go in. They've got a lead.
Yeah.
They're comfortably ahead. And what did they do? No, they don't sit on a lead. They don't go in and regroup. They gave Caleb Williams a chance to lead his team down the field. And that's where he made the connection with DJ Moore, and they go into halftime laughing, and it feels like it's 27-7. They weren't content. They weren't complacent. They were aggressive, and they trusted their quarterback, and that tells you how much you should believe in Caleb Williams as much as they do.
Yeah, I have no argument about that. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think it's that was the key to me. I mean, you're watching the game, the Bears – come back, now they're in charge, and you're thinking this is as good a half as we've seen in a while. But that was the difference to me in the game, the fact that they could get the ball, go down the field and strike like that and hit that pass. It was just a fantastic finish to the half. There's no doubt about it. And then all of a sudden the Panthers with 30 seconds left are coming down to get a field goal, but no go. So that's good.
DJ Moore made a terrific catch. Colt Kmet made a good catch on a ball that Caleb lofted to him.
Yep.
The downfield passes were more accurate, but the receivers did help him out. And that's what happens when you have a receiving core that we've talked a lot about. I like the way that they incorporated Roma Dunze into the equation.
Yes.
They had I like the way that Caleb Williams controlled things at the line of scrimmage. That to me is as impressive as anything that he does, Mully. Don't you think that even Olin alluded to it? We don't really know what the calls are, but it does seem as if he has a lot of – they give him a lot of responsibility.
It's kind of extraordinary that he seems to be calling as many things as he is. And I thought that, and Olin brought it up, that was hilarious when he is over center and the microphone's on and he's like calling a play and he's pointing out stuff, and all of a sudden you hear Coleman Shelton screaming, we got to let's take a listen.
Make the offense one-dimensional.
Randy, Collins, 32, 32, 32. Fire, man.
I know.
Here we go.
32.
Apparently, they have a fire, Kenny.
Sounds like it.
We have a blanket fireman.
He
turns his head and he's yelling to Caleb that they're coming on a blitz.
His response is,
I know.
I know. Yeah, and that was where I think they threw to Odunze. And
then he knew fire.
He was checked into was the right play, as
hilarious.
It turns out. And it
was
funny.
Hysterical.
That's the kind of communication, I guess, they're talking about. But it was better. The communication was better. The execution was better. Yeah. Everything felt better and looked better yesterday for the Bears.
You know what it reminded me of? I'm sure you thought the same thing, of when a rookie Kyle Orton is trying to point out something and Olin slaps his hand because I've already made the adjustment. Yeah. It's so funny.
Pipe down, kid.
Yeah.
We got it
here. We got a blanket fire.
We know what we're doing here.
32.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was great.
Good
stuff.
Moment.
312-644-6767. Let's try Don. Don's on the west side. Hey, Don.
Good morning. Yeah, I think that it was a great win because we won because of Caleb Williams and him not just being a part of the game. You know, mm-hmm. We had to win that game handily in order for me to say, okay, there's, you know, some real progress. Because, I mean, you can't just go and battle with a team like that. You know, good teams is going to get them out the way respectively. You know, it's an NFL team, but they're worse off than what we are. And then, you know, this is a team that we fleece. So, of course, it's all kind of, you know, underlying things that don't really matter, but reason that you should still dominate a team like that. So with the game itself, you know, Caleb, you know, still calling his checks, he's looking more fluid, looking a little bit more better. Of course, it's still the Panthers, but I just feel like when we get to the good teams, you know, this is good. Well, I don't want to say practice because that's disrespectful, but I want to say this is good for when we get to those good teams. At least we'll have our feet wet and we'll be ready. But, okay, thank you, guys.
That's great stuff, Don. He's so right about that.
He's right.
Yeah.
You have certain teams on your schedule that you have to assume you can beat, and you have to take advantage of these opportunities because the schedule will get tougher once you get into the division, which has become the toughest in football. Molly, I thought Shane Waldron had a pretty good day after a slow start. The one call I thought was very interesting was right after the fumble that I referenced, the Tommy Tremble hit, that he called. You know that you get a sudden change situation and you get the Panthers coming onto the field to play defense. They're going to be revved up. They're going to be like, okay, we got to do this. We have to stop. We have to hold them. And they're going to rush the passer, come after the quarterback. And he called a screenplay. And it was perfectly called, perfectly timed, and DeAndre Swift went like 42 yards, I think, with the ball. And not only did it help take advantage of a running back that was hot in the first half, but it also took advantage of a pass rush that if they were going to ever pin their ears back, it was probably then, and it was a really good call.
It was an excellent call, and you know, when you get in that sudden change moment, you want to get down to the goal line. Take advantage of it, and that's exactly what they did there. And then it got kind of complicated where you thought Caleb had a touchdown run and there was a penalty called on the Bears, and then there was another penalty that was on the Panthers. But, of course, you know, I heard Olin on the postgame talking about it, and I always am amused by it because it's been a long kind of standing thing for him where – he believes that if you get half the distance, so if you get into the end zone and you think that Caleb has scored a touchdown, but no, we're going to go back because we got this penalty. Mm-hmm. And then they commit a penalty, and instead of getting whatever, how many yards it's supposed to be, you get half the distance. And that kind of drives them nuts.
It is kind of strange.
It is weird.
Yeah. It's officiating math.
It is.
Does it really compute?
No, because it's the math doesn't add up.
I was waiting for an explanation of that.
Five out of four experts think it's goofy.
Did you like the Kenny Albert Jonathan Vilma pairing in the booth?
I didn't mind it. I'm now.
I like Kenny Albert.
I was going to say I now think of Kenny Albert as a hockey guy.
I do too, kind of. But you know what I liked about that?
I
know you're going to not find this surprising at all. But when they unearthed the little nugget, I didn't know that Caleb Williams played hockey. And he learned that he strengthened his ankles with skating, and he tried it, and thank goodness he didn't stick with it. I mean, there's one superstar hockey player in town's enough.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter.
This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Caleb Williams picked the right sport, but I didn't know that about his past.
Hey, by the way, we have to talk before we get out of here. We don't have to do it now. About the idea that Connor Bedard is fighting mad and is willing, is not going to take it anymore.
I love that.
As hell. That, let me tell
I
you,
loved
what
that.
I loved about that wasn't that he turned around and hit a guy. It's that he got into a fight and the entire team jumped in. Hey, that's our guy.
That's our guy.
And they jumped
that's our
in
guy.
Immediately.
Yes, I loved it.
And that was the best thing that happened.
And you know, okay, to a lesser degree,
yeah.
Because that was a big highlight of the weekend. Keep in the back of our minds, because that is how a team defends a superstar. You saw a little bit of that yesterday when Caleb Williams took the hit on the sidelines.
Yes.
You saw some,
yes.
I think it was Bill Murray might have been the guy who rushed to the scene of the alleged crime. And you want to defend your guy, especially somebody who means as much to the franchise as those two guys do to their franchises.
Right,
and
right.
So
everyone jumps in if anything happens there.
And if Caleb gets hit hard out of bounds, like you saw with in the game in Houston.
Yes.
You know, that was also a good response. You want to have a rapid response time if your superstar's getting picked on and your quarterback's on the ground.
Let's get to our buddy John. He's in Joliet. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. V-I-T-T-O-R-Y. Victory, victory. That's our cry. I wish I could bottle up the energy that we had in that stadium. I'm sitting in 151, first row, and you're watching Williams checking receivers, looking downfield, and he's moving. But the only thing that concerns me is he doesn't know how to slide, and I was really nervous. When he did go down, he was going down head first. But other than that, it was a picture-perfect day, a beautiful atmosphere. The Bears just, they showed up. But I have a question for you, Mr. Hall. When you played defense for Ball State, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Watching these NFL players flying all over the place and laying the wood on those Panthers, I can't even imagine how long it takes for someone to recover like that. If you could just explain a little bit on, you know, the recovery of an NFL player or even a college player, what they have to go through, because, man, that's got to take a lot out of the body. And it was beautiful. I loved it.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, you were a renowned cheap shot artist, right?
Exactly. I led with my head, that chirp, chirp. Very. And so you were doing,
I led with
you do
my
remember.
Head.
Yeah,
you don't remember a thing,
and I don't remember a thing. I couldn't tell you what that felt like, but I do say this: you know, these guys are the best athletes in the world. These guys are obviously physically fit, and so their bodies are conditioned to recover from that kind of collision. It's a car crash every play. Yeah. I don't want to pretend to know what it's like to be an NFL defensive back playing defensive back in the Mid-American Conference back in those days, and playing defensive back in the NFL now. Two very different things. But I do think this, when you start to get that kind of contact, this is what I can relate to, and you're a defensive back like Jaquan Brisker or whoever, Kyler Gordon, you start to crave it, and you miss it when you don't have it. You start to crave it, and so your body becomes conditioned to it. You love the idea of a hard hit like that. You want the contact and the physicality of a collision, and you crave it because it makes you feel. It's such a high, it's an adrenaline rush when you make a tackle like that or when you have a collision like that. So I can relate to that, but I can't relate to what it's like to do that on every single snap.
I got to tell you, you know, if you ever get an opportunity to walk with a chain gang at a high school game, you won't believe how physical that brand of football is at that level. And then think about, you know, trimming it down to the college game and then think about the number of players on the number of teams in college, and then you get to the pros. Give me
at every
a
level,
break.
It kind of just accelerates.
It just gets.
It's like driving a faster car.
And, yes.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, The game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.